You're listening to the Texas Standard.
What you're about to hear is the sound of rebellion at an Amarillo City Council meeting.
Would you, sir, please stand? I'd like to ask you a question. Please stand. Would you please, Mr. Billups, please stand? You have the choice. You may abide by the clapping policy, which means you will not clap again, or you can choose to leave now. You, sir, what do you choose? Leave now or abide?
That is the voice of Amarillo Mayor Ginger Nelson enforcing the city's, as she calls it, clapping policy, but what it amounts to is a no-clapping policy. Yes, that's right, a no-clapping policy. The man she was talking to there was Kip Billups, who was removed from a city council meeting in early April for clapping. Mayor Nelson instituted the no-clapping policy at city meetings, as she explains it, in order to make sure that people don't feel intimidated and are able to speak freely. Now, if you agree with something at a public meeting in Amarillo, you silently raise your hand. But it's a policy that some believe may not completely jibe with the First Amendment. Here to talk about that is Dale Carpenter. He's chair of constitutional law at the SMU Dedman School of Law in Dallas. Professor Carpenter, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So what sort of problems are there here from a First Amendment standpoint?
Well, two things. Well, the city council is entitled to have content-neutral policies that control the environment at a meeting so that people can speak and be heard. Orderliness and all of that is something that the city can try to enforce. But there are two important restrictions on that power. One of them is the government cannot enforce an otherwise content-neutral policy in a way that is actually targeted at certain people for their expression or at certain sides in a debate. Uh-huh. The second is that any kind of policy that the city council has to be at least a reasonable policy, even if it's content neutral. It has to be the case that citizens are able to make their views heard. Among the many ways that people make a view heard is to signal their assent or dissent to something that is being said through, for example, clapping.
The policy, as I understand it, is content neutral in the sense that it doesn't matter what's being discussed. If you clap, you're in violation, right?
That's right. On its face, as far as I can tell, the policy appears to be content neutral. However, the way it's actually enforced is only targeted at certain ideas. In application, it could be unconstitutional.
Okay. But to my understanding now, going with this second caveat that you have here, it's still possible for people to register their approval of a policy, right? All they have to do is raise their hands.
That's right. Of course, the problem with that is that we not only want people to express assent or approval, but we want them to be able to express dissent or disapproval. Moreover, what the city council and the mayor have done is take away one of the very traditional ways in which we express even approval. Clapping is not an unusual way, and it's not necessarily disruptive or indecorous. And so even when there's a content-neutral policy, you can't take away the main ways in which people traditionally express their views. And clapping is a way to do that, just like speaking.
Well, there are practical concerns, though, I think most people, even if they disagree with the policy, would acknowledge. I mean, people need to be able to be heard at these meetings, of course, but also people need to be able to conduct business with a certain freedom of expression so that those expressive activities are not in any way curtailed by the noise that audience might generate, right?
Yes, that is absolutely right. Maintaining decorum, maintaining orderliness, maintaining the ability of others to speak, those are certainly perfectly reasonable and constitutional objectives. But city councils around the country weigh these interests and have weighed them in ways that allow a certain amount of expression that's verbal or through clapping or otherwise, and at the same time, met those objectives. This is the first time I've seen a city council just completely ban this traditional means of expression as a way to do that. So I think it's something that could be challenged.
Dale Carpenter is the chair of constitutional law at the SMU Dedman School of Law in Dallas. Professor Carpenter, terrific talk with you. Thank you for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
My pleasure.